Welcome to Babylon. In this podcast, I discuss with various guests news and current events through the lens of the Bible. The Bible often makes reference to this world as Babylon, and even though we live in Babylon, we as Christians are called to be different, to be holy as He is holy. So let's take a look together at God's Word, our instruction for life. Welcome to Babylon. Welcome to Babylon. My name's Jeremy, and today I have Nathan Young with me again. We had him here a few weeks ago to talk about doctrine, and today we're going to be looking at cancel culture. It's a hot topic at the moment, being flung around everywhere on YouTube, on
Twitter,
yeah. Not so much, because you'll get cancelled if you talk about it.
That's right, yeah. Facebook as well, you're not on there anymore.
That's right, and every conservative podcast out there, this is just on their topic, left, right, and centre. So today I wanted you to, Nathan, basically just start us off by giving us a little bit of a kind of a understanding of what cancel culture is. For those of us who don't know, can you just briefly explain that?
Yeah, well, one of the things cancel culture is not is the cancellation of, say, any New Zealand flight due to COVID. That's not cancel culture. It's just unfortunate. But cancel culture is essentially, I guess, a group or a mob of people that might be, there might be a ringleader there that calls everybody in to cancel something they don't like. They might have heard something that wasn't quite tickling their ears the right way. It might have touched a nerve, you know, it might have been the truth. And, you know, a boy could be born a boy and someone's preached that and someone's been offended. And then, you know, this mob has come in and tried to cancel a pastor or Trump might have sent some mean things about someone and Twitter bans him. So they've cancelled Trump.
Because we've got a lot of famous examples, really, don't we? Yeah. So we start at the top, the leader of the free world, President Trump. One might even say he's been cancelled from his position itself. And certainly off Facebook and Twitter and social media outlets, he's been silenced.
Yeah, and the media don't sort of interview him anymore. And there's reports that the people in Florida, where he's, you know, in the resort he lives in, they're trying to make him not live there. They're kind of cancelling even where he lives, you know.
Yeah, because I mean, look, I'm not a big fan of everything that Trump says. He can say some pretty obnoxious and, anti-Christ-like behaviour comes out of his mouth. But one doesn't want to get in the way of him living in his own home or being able to have a voice on Twitter and Facebook. He's entitled to that as a human being. But then there's other examples. There's the acting world. What's her name?
Gina Carano from The Mandalorian.
I didn't get into that show, man.
Yeah, well, Baby Yoda's pretty special, but
he's cute. I'll give you that. But that first episode was dry, and I'm gonna get cancelled for this.
Possibly, yeah,
yeah. Because many people who agree with me on cancel culture don't agree with me on this particular point. I'll have to persevere and see if I like it or not.
Well, I might cancel this podcast.
Yeah,
right now.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah. But yeah, she was a lead actor in that show, and you know she's a conservative, and some of her co-stars are liberal. And they're freely able to post and critique things in the world and even critique them against the Holocaust.
Well, let's be honest, when you're saying some of her co-stars, most of the Hollywood community is liberal.
That's right, yeah, probably all of them. Or,
and if you aren't, you're quietly going about it.
Yeah, well, she wasn't quiet, and that's the thing. So she actually posted a few things that ruffled a few feathers. And
so they tried to shut her down.
Well, yeah, they basically fired her. You know, so it's more than shutting her down. It's or asking you to be quiet.
But it's not just the job, is it? They actually try and cancel her voice altogether.
Yeah, and she won't be able to get jobs with liberal, media directors in Hollywood ever again.
But who wants that, really? And that's where Superman Ben Shapiro came swooping in and took her on with the Daily Wire.
Yeah, and now she's got a movie deal with him. So there's
fantastic
conservative, I guess, groups now looking. There's Law and a few other things that are looking to do, you know, media and other platforms, and not having to rely on Hollywood.
And there's
plenty of other examples, like Tucker, what's his face?
Tucker Carlson.
Carlson, yeah. He's getting a lot of pressure right now on Fox News. And to his credit, he's trying to hold out with Fox and Glenn Beck, and I think even the Daily Wire, they've both offered him jobs. But he's trying to stand for truth, not get cancelled.
He's doubled down. He's doubling the amount of time he's doing for Fox. I think he's doing podcasts and stuff now as well. Yeah, so he's
that's right.
He's basically, poking them in the eye a bit.
If anyone's going to have a chance, it's him. Mm. But I can see his inevitable end will be to eventually leave, I'm sure. But then we've also got the business world as well. Mike Lindell for MyPillow.
Yeah, friend of Trump.
Yeah.
Said some things at the White House that people didn't like, in support of Trump's effort to,
We're talking about a pillow.
Well, yeah, he
everyone has one, right?
He made pillows and he basically shut his business down so that he could make respirators and face masks for Trump.
What a horrible man.
Yeah, so he's trying to do good for the world in terms of helping people with coronavirus.
How dare he?
Well, he said some
cancel.
Yeah, they tried to cancel him and his pillow sales are probably not doing too badly now.
Oh, I imagine. Well, there's lots of guys out there in the conservative end of the scale that have his back and they're supporting his company.
Mm.
Also, literature, another really interesting one right now, and I think really should get us our ears pricking up, is Amazon. They're cancelling certain books.
Yeah, they are. They're cancelling books about transgender issues written from maybe a Christian perspective. That might critique that culture and sort of say that isn't necessarily right.
Yeah.
So those books are being dropped from Amazon, and it's a little bit like how Hitler may have burned certain books, when he was trying to stop free thinking.
A virtual book burning.
Yeah, that's right. And Mussolini and Stalin.
Because it ended well, didn't it?
Yeah, all of those people are known for their virtue and how well they led their people.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at Hitler. This is the ultimate expression of cancel culture. I mean, they're literally cancelling a culture, the people who define the culture. This should cause us to really be looking at the situation and going, well, I don't want to be a part of this. And yet so many people are jumping on board.
Yeah, it's popular. A lot of people are just sort of following the mainstream media and it's virtue signalling and just sort of, going along with the flow. They're not really critiquing why they're doing it.
They're not thinking.
No, they're not.
If we're to be fair. Well, look, I think it's fair to say if you've tuned into this podcast, you probably are not exactly for cancel culture. And so in your opposition to cancel culture, there are two responses that we can do. We can throw our hands up in the air like Kermit the Frog, and we can panic and run away, and we can
hide under a rock.
Totally. Mm. And there are some guys who I totally respect. Glenn Beck, love the guy. I listen to his podcast all the time. Michael Knowles, Ben Shapiro, and these guys, they're not panicking, but they are seriously warning people to be ready. Because it can get heated. We can bury our head under a rock, as you said, in the West, and be like, oh, this will never happen here. The Bible will never be taken from our hands. Mm. Well, you say that to a Chinese person or someone from North Korea, and they'll
affirm that happens.
It does. It's a reality. And to say that it can't come to New Zealand or the American shores is naive. So we don't necessarily need to panic or be concerned like these gentlemen. There is another option. What's our option?
Well, I think the option is to just depend on Christ and lean on him because he is our rock,
Because before we listed off a whole bunch of really famous names, but we should pose the question, can we get cancelled, Nathan?
Yeah, we can, and there's a recent example in Canada of a young pastor called James Coates, who I guess it's not cancel culture in the sense where a mob of people on Twitter or something came after him for his views, but the police have jailed him because he was preaching the gospel, and they weren't following the rules of the lockdown in Canada to the letter, and they've just to silence his voice, they've put him in jail.
Well, that is mob rule. It's democracy. The people of Canada voted in that government, knowing exactly how they believe this should be run, and that is the result of it. Jail time.
Yeah, and the good news is that he's not going to stop preaching the gospel. And
praise God.
His church is growing. You know, last week was packed house, and he wasn't there, and a Muslim man turned up because he said he wanted to follow his God.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's amazing.
And this is a Western country.
Mm.
This is not North Korea. This is Canada.
Yeah, you'd think a pretty democratic country, but
yeah. So if you're head in the sand, look to Canada. It's coming your way. But we shouldn't be worried, because if we do get cancelled, well, we don't care.
To live as Christ, to die as gain.
Yeah, and Philippians.
Yeah, so look, as a Christian, we're probably going to get cancelled because the views we have are anathema to the world. They're the truth, and it offends people.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily aim to be offensive, but when we preach the truth or read the Bible, it's not something the world want to hear, and they want to shut that down. That's essentially what they're trying to shut down, is the truth.
But what better thing to get shut down for?
That's right, yeah. Yeah. Todd Friel, in a podcast I listened to today, you know, he said, if you're going to be cancelled for Christ, essentially, you know, like, let's preach the gospel and be cancelled for that.
Yeah.
Let's not worry about the trivial little things. As a Christian, let's get cancelled for Christ.
Because being cancelled for Christ is nothing new.
Or for
your faith. I mean, go through the text all the way back to Noah. I mean, it's the best example. They laughed him out of the city, didn't they?
Yeah, and they missed the boat, unfortunately. They didn't quite get that one right.
No.
Yeah, and all through, you know, the prophets laughed at.
Sawn in half,
yeah.
Killed, stoned.
They're all cancelled by their culture in a different way. You know, it's not on Twitter, it's not... It's not digital, but...
Well, I mean, Christ himself came with the message of the gospel, and they tried to cancel him.
Yeah, they did. They took it all the way, and they crucified him.
Yeah, but he conquered sin and death.
Yeah, and even his followers, like Paul, you know, people tried to cancel them and put them in jail, but, you know, he kept converting the jail guards, and, you know, he didn't want to be silent. They counted it as joy, and they kept on going. You know,
got a beating and walked away.
Smiling and singing praises. So we've got some really good examples to follow.
I always remember Matt Chandler talking about Peter getting a beating, and he's like, oh, I can see my rib. This is awesome. Like, cool. Glory to God. You know, that's an extreme example, but we should find joy in experiencing this for the sake of Christ. You know, if it means sharing the gospel, building the kingdom, then what a wonderful privilege to be beaten and cancelled for Christ.
Yeah, if we really do believe that verse, that to die is gain, then, you know, what's a little bit of cancellation?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be pretty overwhelming, though, you know.
Totally.
To have the world against you. So I guess you have to ask that question, you know, what can we do, or where can we go?
Yeah, well, I think, and I do want to encourage, because some of you may be, we are now, I should say, in 23 countries around the world, this podcast. Not a lot, it's a small number, but we now are on every continent, so that's pretty cool.
Even Alaska?
Not Alaska, not that far. But we may have some people who are being persecuted for their faith, and they're listening to this, and we want to encourage you that we are praying for you. We are with you, and your Lord is with you through this time of attempted cancellation. And they cannot cancel your faith. The Bible says, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 14, I think it is, that the Holy Spirit has sealed us in our faith. They cannot take that away from you. So hold firm to that thought. I do want to jump onto another question, though, Nathan, for you, brother. Can we cancel various things, and should we? So let me just give you an example. Perhaps, you know, like that couple that owned the bakery, they didn't want to engage in making a cake for a homosexual wedding. Yeah. Companies like Coca-Cola, which are now jumping on the bandwagon of this, you know, get rid of your whiteness, and you need to be less white.
It's hard to know what that actually means. Do we start eating melanin to get not as white?
Sunbeds.
Your sunbed, yeah.
Yeah.
It's lunacy.
I'm bright red, actually, by nature, so especially at this time of the year. But, yeah, can we boycott companies that are perhaps going down a train of thought that we don't agree with.
It's a hard one because as Christians, you know, we have freedom to choose things. And, you know, some brothers, you might have more faith, or they might see things slightly different to us. And so to them, to bake a cake for a gay couple is no different than baking a cake for, you know, a normal couple that has a gay person at their wedding. There's no difference to them in that.
Yeah.
Some people may see baking a cake for a gay couple for a wedding as an affront to their marriage because they're married as a man and wife, and they don't believe that men should marry other men.
We need to be very gracious in how we support and live alongside other Christians.
Yeah, I think we should just support them. That's the view and the stand that they've taken.
Yeah.
So we'll support them if it was a... you know, another brother in Christ that was happy to bake that cake. I don't think it's a sin to do that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of grey and little, you know, these kinds of issues, you know. But there are clear things that we're not to do in the Bible, and that's the good thing about the Bible. It makes a lot of things really clear.
I think perhaps one of the other things that Christians have started to boycott a lot, and I'll be honest with you, I was for a long time opposed to boycotting the public school system. I wanted to make sure my son got the full experience of schooling, and I was opposed to homeschooling. And I'll be honest, I wasn't very gracious in the way I handled my brothers and sisters in that. But I can totally see why they would do that now, and to pull their children to a safe environment of education. And so we need to be really trying to understand and be gracious to our brothers and sisters as they respond to this culture, and perhaps maybe not cancel, because we're talking about boycotting and protecting our children, our family, as opposed to now going after the public school and trying to shut it down. And that's what cancel culture is, isn't it?
Yeah, nothing really comes of cancel culture that's good. It's shutting people down. It's, you know, chasing their families. It's not nice. No. The outcomes aren't positive or beneficial to society at all.
Yeah.
You know, but as Christians, you know, we might not agree with things, but we can still be
civil
and at church with them and take communion with them.
Yeah.
You know, we can be in communion with them and the Lord.
Quite right. We can
edify them and build them up. And that's a positive thing.
All right. Well, here's the application question, which is vital for this podcast, because we want to help people live in Babylon. So I want you to speak, Nathan, to two people groups that might be listening. The Western Christian who is dealing with his Facebook account being shut down, and it's real to that person, and it's hard. I don't want to take away from that. And then we may even have someone who is in a country right now who they can't even say out loud that they are a Christian believer. It could be death for them, or it could just be a beating or what. Where can you go when the world is against you, when the world wants to cancel you, cancel your faith? Where do we run?
Well, we can just hold on to the book, open the Word of God, and let that transform our minds and encourage us and build us up. You know, if we're in the Word, we're in communion with Christ, and we're hearing what God has to say about the world, and those things will help us understand what's going on around us.
Because your Word is truth.
Mm.
It will never return void. It cannot be cancelled.
That's right, yeah.
So what are some of the things that we need to be doing to stay grounded in the Word?
Oh, look, just be at a church that's preaching the Word if you can. If you're in New Zealand, we can do that.
Yeah. That means, clarification before we carry on to your next point, that means a church that exegetes Scripture, opens up the Bible and goes verse by verse through the text.
Yeah.
Because there are plenty of you guys out there who've been a part of churches that I myself have in the past as well. The Bible's not even opened.
Yeah. You want to go to a church that opens the Bible and explains it. Just simply, you don't have to have a pastor that's eloquent or uses big words, just someone who's faithful to the text, who will open it up and explain it so that we can understand the world, and we can understand the way that culture is working around us. You know, just give us that lens that we can see the world.
That's great. So we've got coming under good preaching. Talk to me about fellowship. What will fellowship around the Word of God look like, and how will that help us when we're being cancelled?
Yeah, well, fellowship, you know, in our church we have care groups, and we come together each week and we can pray for one another, and we can, you know, talk about the things and the troubles that we have. And, you know, if you're in a persecuted country, I'm sure you're in a small group and you have believers around you that can edify you and build you up.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful thing to know that there's people out there praying for you.
Mm. No, that's great. And then, of course, sticking with the theme of the word, because, as I said before, your word is truth. That's what's going to ground us. That's what's going to keep us from being cancelled.
Mm.
Our faith in Christ comes from hearing the word of God. So we must have a spiritual habit of being in the text.
Yeah. And, you know, like me and you, we've talked often about how we might forget or just become lazy and and not want to read the word, or have, you know, going through times in our lives when we're not reading it. Just right now, stop and pray. You know, ask God to give you the ability to do that. It's the Holy Spirit that's going to guide us and, you know, encourage us to do that on our own will. There's nothing good in us. You know, we're not going to desire that on our own. So we need to ask that of Christ.
Yeah. And I've quoted this verse time again on this podcast. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119 verse 11. Look, I'm in New Zealand. My wife's from America. Your wife's from America. When we look at these two countries, we think that the Bible will never be taken from us. As I said before, think of those in China, North Korea, Africa, around the world where it has happened. So we must hide the word in our heart. We must memorize this text, become familiar with it. Because in getting to know the word, we're getting to know God himself.
We know his will, his character, and how he thinks, and how we ought to behave.
What better guidance to have in this world is people will. They will try to cancel you. It may not be your job. It may not be your voice on Facebook, but they will try and snuff out your faith. But be assured, it is impossible.
Mm.
Jesus said, that which the Father has given me, I will not lose. So you are beyond being cancelled.
Yeah, your name's written in a book.
Yeah, and that's life. A done deal.
Mm.
Wonderful. Hey, brother, thank you so much for coming again on this podcast. I really want to encourage people to check out our Instagram page, because we are now popping helpful quotes up on that page and various tools that you can use to help lead your family in a life, a Christian life here in Babylon. Please also subscribe to this channel, share it around with your friends, and tune in again for another episode of Welcome to Babylon.